7 minutes past 8 with It Says in the Papers. Here's Clodagh Walsh.
The fallout from comments made by Fine Gael's by-election candidate in Wexford, Verona Murphy, still continues to make headlines. The lead story for The Examiner, it says Fine Gael has been branded a safe house for right-wing politicians after the Taoiseach continued to back by-election candidate Ms Murphy, who claimed asylum seekers need to be deprogrammed when they come here. That echoed in the lead in the Irish Independent. It says the Taoiseach is backing Verona Murphy despite coming under pressure from some in his own party to abandon her candidacy. Matt Cooper, in his column in the Irish Daily Mail, writes that the Taoiseach's reaction to Verona Murphy's comments on immigration smacks of cynicism. Gerard Howlin in The Examiner writes, "Our public conversation is trending down. Words matter and this must be addressed." And writing on the same subject, Miriam Lord in The Irish Times says the only person who could have possibly made a better job of ruining the government's meticulously planned PR job surrounding the signing of the National Broadband Plan yesterday is the Duke of York. And there's much coverage again today of said Duke, Britain's Prince Andrew, of his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, his personal finances, and a call once again for him to speak to the FBI. The other story dominating the front pages is that of a man whose remains were found in a burning car in Lucan in County Dublin on Monday night. The Irish Daily Star, The Mirror, The Irish Sun and The Herald all report that the body was so badly burned, DNA testing will be required to identify him. Gardaí believed the dead man may be a criminal from County Dublin reported missing and who had survived a previous shooting. The main story in the Irish Times reports that the head of claims at the state's largest public sector insurer said that courts must not only throw out fabricated and inflated claims, but impose costs and send fraudsters to prison. Michael Whelehan was speaking at a conference organised by Insurance Ireland yesterday. And elsewhere on its front page, a report which says that the state faces legal and other costs estimated at up to €4 million following the settlement of a case taken by Aoife Bennett of Naas, County Kildare, who developed narcolepsy after being administered with a swine flu vaccine. And there's much coverage of this story in all the papers, as there is of the first live televised leaders' debate in the British general election. And the general consensus seems to be that neither British Prime Minister Boris Johnson or Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn came out on top. And Michelle Murphy, writing in The Star, says that with the Brexit deadline just over 2 months away, it is time for the government here to look at how it can support low-income households from the impact of Brexit. And the sale by RTE of some of its paintings provides the front page lead story for the Irish Daily Mail. It says the controversial decision to sell off the works of art, including two pieces by Louis Le Brocq, backfired yesterday as the paintings failed to sell for the prices expected. Some of the paintings that went on sale in London had to be withdrawn. And finally, several papers this morning report that an airport worker who slipped into an aircraft hold for a sleep could have died after he was mistakenly locked in by a colleague shortly before the aircraft was due to take off. The worker had a lucky escape after a passenger on board heard loud banging coming from the hold. And the issue came to light in a case before the Workplace Relations Commission, and the incident took place at an unnamed Irish airport in 2016.